Is there a message to be received there today for your team? Or?
Well, I have to continue to push to work at a high level and develop that consistency. It's a hard thing to do, and we're going to do that. So we're going to... We've had a lot of nights where we compete real hard and play real well. We just had a very difficult time stringing those nights together. So we're just going to make sure that we understand that we're not going to take it easy and let it go and prepare for the next night. That was hard, but it wasn't over the top hard. I left them with a chance to compete hard tomorrow. But we've got to develop that in our players that have been here a while, certainly in our younger players, in terms of moving forward as a team.
You heard in that room today that it's not necessarily that your team, they don't think that they don't work hard, it's that they're stubborn and they won't change and adapt within a game. Thoughts on that? Do you agree with that?
So everybody works hard.
Right.
The level of compete, and that also relates to execution. That level of play has changed. And it's changed after the All-Star break. So tomorrow night will be a perfect example. You've got the Eastern Conference champions sitting in ninth. They're going to play as desperate a hockey game as you've seen them play. Similar to Carolina, sitting now 2 points out. There's another level that this game gets to. And working hard doesn't get it done. Everybody breaks a sweat in the NHL. Some of this is a new experience, right? And not talking about the guys that are wearing the sweater for the first time, the guys that are in their first tour. And then we have players that have been around a little bit, but they're now in pretty key positions, that pressure. So it's a new experience for a lot of them.
One of the things you talked about, even in training camp, was trying to get the team to have a bit more of an offensive look to
yeah.
this year. Just lately, it's been really tough for the offense to come. Can you put your finger at all on what's going on
it
there?
It goes right back to the changing gears that's happened here. I mean, this is going to become a tight one-goal game stretch right down to the end. I mean, the teams that even feel they have a high offensive team know that when they get to the playoffs or that we get into these kind of playoff games, which is what is played now, they're all going to be grinders and hard to get pucks to the net and hard to generate offense. And that's what the rest of the season is going to look like. It's going to be very difficult for you to, you know, every once in a while you'll get into a game, you'll put up three or four, but you don't see that very often.
What can guys do to try to, get a little bit of an edge?
So the offensive game for me, and you look at, we've won two games without scoring any goals. And that's the way these games are played. So it's the simplification of your offensive game. The pucks to the net, and that's because teams now will be more nervous about turning pucks over at the top of the circles and making those higher risk plays. It all gets down, drive it right down the pipe, drive it to the net. That's the way the game gets changed, and it's a hard game to play.
Dustin Byfuglien maintenance today? Or?
Yeah, he took a skate to the nether regions yesterday early, and we expect him ready to play tomorrow.
And Adam Lowry?
Not the same skate, but we expect him to play more.
When Andrew came out and spoke with us earlier, he said something to the effect of, we're past the point of babysitting here for what you need to do. So how many more of these message days or this kind of practice can you have with these guys?
Oh, we just started with them. This is early on in this process.
Yeah.
Hopefully none. But, we had a little bit of a different mix here, work guys in, but you just get to the point when this gear changes. You have to understand what's going on. The league changes, and it changes after the All-Star break, and now we've got a full-on hard grind game. So you don't get to half speed that game. You don't get to almost just go out and play that game. So it's a really critical time for, and again, I'm not talking about just the kids that have come in, for everyone to learn to adapt to it, and also then not to sweep this under the rug and say, hey, we're right there. We're not as far off as you think, but that last little gap that you got to close is so hard to close.
I know it was only one game, but a thought on Adam Pardy's return?
I thought he played as well as you could expect a guy who's been out as long as he could play. It was a fast game for him. He did some good things. He had some speed things. I wouldn't say it was necessarily any different than anybody else on the back end. He was fine.